rated RP2M.
All right, I'm Matt.
Oh.
Oh, is that too loud?
Well, I thought you were going to say I'm Matt Grandstaff, so threw me off.
Okay.
Is this usually how it goes?
Yeah, yeah, we...
Even when I'm not hungover.
That's just your name, dude.
I'm Matt Grandstaff.
Well, now it's...
This should be the actual intro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. I'm Matt Grandstaff.
And I'm Nick Brecken.
I'm Todd Howard, and welcome to the Bethesda Podcast.
You should have acted. They're already here. The Elder Scrolls told of their return. Their defeat was merely a delay. To the time after Oblivion opened, when the Sons of Skyrim would spill their own blood. But no one wanted to believe they even existed. And when the truth finally dawned, it dawns in fire. But there's one they fear. In their tongue is Dovahkiin, Dragonborn.
So welcome back to the show. We have a very special show, obviously, because it's not like there hasn't been anything going on here.
Many of you might have seen the VGAs over the weekend, and we finally unveiled The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Yeah, and here with us today to talk about the whole shebang is Todd Howard.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm tired. Busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good, though. Great. Excited.
It's good to have you. So the VGAs were over the weekend. Can you talk a little bit about your experience?
I mean, it's always a little... The main experience is where it's a mix of excitement in finally announcing the game.
Right.
Something that, obviously, a game we're excited about and the fans have been clamoring for a long time.
Yes.
And when you work on something for that long, we've been working on it for years and years, and we actually started designing the game after Oblivion. A long, long time... You want to be able to say this is what we're working on,
right?
So it's a mix of that with trying to keep it secret,
right?
So the VGAs, it was less about getting on TV and showing a trailer, and more about is this going to be kept a secret for another 24 hours? You know, we have kept this a secret for years. Is it going to stay bottled up for another 24 hours?
I think it pretty much did, which is amazing.
It did, yeah.
And that, so that we rarely happens in this industry. It's pretty.
We wanted it to be a surprise. The trailer, I don't even call it a teaser trailer. It's an announcement trailer.
Right.
It only really works if you know zero, including
right.
the name and the date. So if people already knew, I didn't feel what we were going to show would be that interesting. But it was all designed to even... Okay, when the thing starts, you don't know what it is.
Wow, there's Todd Howard, there's The Elder Scrolls, holy crap. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think Jeff Keighley tweeted something like that you were basically snuck backstage. You know, you didn't do like a red carpet or anything like that. Were
you in one of the robes?
No.
Infiltrating?
I wasn't in a robe. It was fun. You know, you get to see some of the... other celebrities backstage, and I'd say my biggest worry was people finding out beforehand,
right.
which I think would completely ruin it, or there would be cheesy in mm-hmm. some way. Having been to the VGAs a bunch, there are many things that come across cheesy, in my opinion, and that was I wanted to make sure it had the right tone,
mm-hmm.
and the Spike guys wanted to. You know, and make it a production thing. So that it was, you know, they did the monks and all that, and we gave them the background art. But until I got there, I had no idea what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
So, oh, you're going to walk through hooded monks. I was like, I don't know.
Did you have a pattern that you needed to go through? Because I've watched it a few times now, and it looks like you're Barry Sanders or something, kind of weaving in and out of monks.
Yes. Yeah. There actually
was. That should
have
been your code name, Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Well, first you have to dodge the monks. and they had these basically I describe them as pipes that come up out of the stage to do the smoke.
Right. So you had to know where those were, too.
Yeah, but you can't see them because of the smoke. So I guess the main thing was, I was like, I hope this isn't cheesy, and I hope I don't trip. I'm fairly comfortable getting up there and doing that. It was the whole, how is this going to just come across?
Yeah.
But, you know, 10 minutes beforehand, when I knew that it hadn't been tweeted yet, I was feeling good.
I'm like, okay.
This won't get ruined.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool for the team too. And you know, you have a lot of guys that are new to the team. The team's grown pretty substantially since.
I wouldn't say
3.
It's grown substantially. Maybe 20 people. So we went from maybe 70. No, more than that, 100 now. We're at 100.
That's pretty.
Yeah,
big.
That is. You're right. That's, yeah, I have to think back. Yeah, it's probably 25.
Wow.
30 people since we finished Fallout. A lot of great people.
Cool.
And that's been nice as we have kind of get more well known. You know, there are more people that want to work with us, and we can pick the best people. So we already had a big enough team, so we didn't need to fill seats. We can afford to be very, very selective.
Right.
And the team has been cranking, really cranking. I think we're really in our groove on this game, and I hope all the fans really like it.
And we should mention actually that the Game Informer piece is coming out soon, which will obviously have more details.
They visited the office last week, so I think you guys are going to start seeing information from Game Informer in early mid January.
Yeah.
Yep.
They saw a lot, and I think. I hope everybody is surprised with how much stuff we're showing. It's a lot. We wanted to sort of compress the amount of time that we talked about the game. It's still 11 months. It's a long time. But traditionally, we're going on like 2 years talking about a game. So we start out very slow, and we wanted to come out of the gate with a lot of stuff. So I think the fans will
be
excited.
Yeah, that's a really short window, 11 months. That's crazy.
It's
somebody
still,
was actually speculating that 11, there was some specific,
11,
code.
11, 11.
Like, yeah, somebody was really getting like very Da Vinci code about the number 11.
I'm sure all of this adds up to some wacky thing in binary.
Right.
Well, we've been following the, we'll give a shout out to the forums, the TES5 speculation thread,
mm-hmm.
which I think was up to volume 88 or something like that before.
I read a lot of that stuff. Actually, it was 111.
So.
Yeah. Right. And, it's funny because everybody looks and says, like, oh, you know, they did it like this, they did it like this. And by the end, people were guessing the VGAs and thinking that.
Well, they always guess, like, what's
next? Thing.
It must be Valentine's Day. Yeah. Why? Well, that's the next
and
event.
And we love the Elder Scrolls. So
it must be. It's Veterans Day. Yeah. They're going to announce it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have something for them on Flag Day this year, too. So it'll be pretty exciting. So there's a lot of stuff coming soon. We just wanted to get you on the show so we could talk to you for a little bit.
I listen to all the podcasts. I think they're great. I think you should have John Carmack on every time just to talk. I love listening to him.
Nick and I were talking. It would be great if we just got him to, like, answer a question, but we say, but you only have 10 seconds to answer it.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
with
John...
that's no fun.
It would be difficult, yes. But,
we'll definitely...
I'm not sure you told my favorite Carmack anecdote.
Well, we tried to introduce it, but we had a whole.
Oh, I have many
going
of them
on.
Though.
Since you're here,
probably my favorite John Carmack line. I asked him, "So is it difficult, doing this rocket stuff, being a rocket scientist?" He said, "Compared to games, it's easy. You know, I'm going too far to the right, thrust left. It's pretty easy AI. The main difference is when the game crashes, I press the reset button. When the rocket crashes." Big mess spread out over miles.
Oh man!
And I found that very humorous.
Yeah, he's amazing. So, yeah. Cool. Well,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, appreciate
and
you coming
I look
on.
Forward to being on again over the next year, I'm sure, quite a bit.
Yeah, get you and guys from the team on.
Yeah,
it'd be
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Absolutely. Thanks to all the fans out there. Yeah. Really, that's the support we get from the fans and keeping Elder Scrolls alive during those periods where we're not, you know, releasing anything or showing stuff between Daggerfall to Morrowind, then Morrowind and Oblivion, and Oblivion to now. We really, really appreciate it. Keeps everybody motivated.
Right on.
Thanks,
Todd. All right, thanks, Todd.